In this week's parsha, we are commanded in the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying God's name. The pasuk says, "V'lo sechallelu Hashem kachi v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael ani Hashem." You shall not desecrate my name, what we call chilul Hashem, and also the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. What is the nature of the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? The Rambam writes, "V'ha'inyan zos ha-mitzvah asher anachnu mitzuvim lefarsem ha'emuna hazos ha'amitis ba'olam v'shelo nifached behezek shum mazek." Our responsibility is to publicize our belief in God. Meaning to say, we shouldn't be ashamed of who we are. We shall be proud that we're Jews, we believe in God. And moreover, through our actions, the name of God should be sanctified. For example, when we act kindly and generously and honestly, people will see us and they'll say, "Wow, look at this person. He's Jewish and he's honest, he's nice, he's kind." And that will sanctify God's name. And the Rambam continues, "V'afal pi sheba aleinu machriach gover yivakesh mimenu lichfor bo yisala, lo nishma mimenu." And what happens if, chas v'shalom, some oppressor comes and tries to force us to deviate from the Torah? We won't listen to him. "Aval nimsar atzmenu lemisa, v'lo nita'ehu lachshov shekafarnu, v'afal pi shelibeinu ma'amin bo yisala." We will be willing to give up our lives for that which we believe in, because that ultimately is more important than anything else. Of course, this halacha has rules. Generally speaking, we assume that one should only give up their life for the three most severe prohibitions: idolatry, gilui arayos, licentiousness, and murder. However, this too depends. What is the motivation? Is it a time of persecution and the like? So that is the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. And one of the ways in which we are mekadesh shem shamayim is through the prayer of Kaddish. This prayer, of course, is well known. It's said several times during the davening. What does this have to do with Kiddush Hashem, and where does this prayer come from? Why is it said by mourners? What is its meaning? Why is it treated so importantly? All this is what we're going to discuss today, Be'ezras Hashem. Let's first look at some psukim in Yechezkel, from which the text of Kaddish is drawn. The psukim here in Yechezkel, in the 38th chapter, deal with the war of Gog u'Magog. This is a war that's going to take place before the coming of the Mashiach. It's described in several of the books in Tanakh, including Yechezkel and Daniel, and each one has a different perspective. In Zechariah it has one perspective, in Yechezkel it has a different perspective. However, the basic idea is as follows. Gog, who is a king, is going to come from, who comes from the land of Magog, is going to gather a big gathering and attack. And it's going to be a war, a great war, between the forces of good and the forces of evil. And the conclusion of this war is Kiddush Hashem. So if we look at Pasuk Chaf Gimel in Perek Lamed Ches of Yechezkel, the conclusion of the war is V'hisgadalti, v'hisgadashti, v'nodati le'nei goyim rabim, v'yad'u ki ani Hashem. I will become great, and I will become sanctified, and I will become known throughout all of the nations that I am God, before the whole world. One of the central elements of Mashiach is the universal recognition of God. And this, Pasuk in Yechezkel, is describing it. This is the conclusion of all the versions of Gog u'Magog. Likewise, we know the famous pasuk from Zechariah. Va'alu Moshim Bar Tzion lishpot et harisav, va'yal Hashem lucha, va'yal Hashem lemelech al kol haaretz, ba'yom ha'hu yiyah Hashem echad u'shmo echad. On that day, upon the victory, upon the conclusion of the war, God's name will be one. And it's from this pasuk in Yechezkel, that Kaddish is drawn. Viskadalti, viskadashti is the basis of Yiskadal, viskadash, Shemei Rabbah. May God's name become great and sanctified. What is the nature of this prayer that we say? May God's name become sanctified. What do we mean when we say about the conclusion of Gog Magog, Bayomahu Yashem Echad Ushmochad, on that day, when the Mashiach comes, then his name will be one. What do you mean? Is it one now? Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. Every day we declare God's oneness. What does this mean? Let's put that question on hold and turn to a Gemara in Brachos. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph talks about the importance of Kaddish. The Gemara in Brachos on Daf Gimel Amud Aleph describes a conversation between Eliyahu HaNavi and Reb Yossi, in which Eliyahu tells Reb Yossi that when the Jews say Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu regrets having put them in Galus. Why? The Medrash in Mishle says, Rabbi Shmuel Omer, B'shar Sheyisrael Ne'asafen Bevatei Midrashos V'shomen Agada Mepichacham V'achar Kach Onin Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach V'os HaShah HaKadosh Baruch Hu Sameach U'mis'ala B'olamo V'omer L'malachei HaSharis Bo'u U'u Am Zushi Atzarti Be'olami Kamehen M'shabchenosi. Rabbi Shmuel says that when the Jews gather in shuls and they hear a drasha from the Chacham, and after the drasha, they say the Kaddish D'Rabbanan that's said after studying Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu at that time is happy, and he is Mis'ala Be'olama, he's elevated in his world. And he says to the angels, look at the nation that I've created in my world, how they praise me. The Gemara in Brachos on Nun Zayin says that someone who says Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach Muvtach Lo Shehu Ben Olam Haba, he's guaranteed to be a Ben Olam Haba. And likewise the Gemara in Shabbos Kuf Yates Amud Beis, Amir Rishua Ben Levi Kol Ha'one Amen Yehi Shmei Rabba Mevorach B'chol Kocho Koren Lo Gzar Din Dino. Anyone who says Yehi Shmei Rabba with all his strength, any evil decree that's against him is ripped up. What does it mean? B'chol chocho, with all his strength. Rashi says, means b'chol kavanaso. He says it with a lot of kavana. Tosfo says, it means b'chol rab. He says it out loud. The Shulchan Aruch incorporates both of these positions. Yesh l'chavin b'anias hakadish v'lanos oso b'chol ram. A person should have kavanah when saying Yehi Shmei Rabba, and he should also say it out loud. So the question is, why is this so important? Likewise, the Gemara in Sota says, Vel alma mai kamakayim, what keeps the world running? Akedusha de sidra ve Yehi Shmei Rabba de gadita. Kaddish and Kedusha keep the world running. And the question is, why is this so important, and what does it mean? First of all, let's talk about why it's so important. In Kaddish, we declare Kaddish Baruch Hu's greatness. Yehi Shmei Rabba, we publicly declare, may God's name become great. It has to be done in public, because Kaddish can't be said unless there's a minyan. Why is this mitzvah so important? The Ramban writes in Shmos Perek Yud Gimel that If we were looking for the purpose of all mitzvos, the central theme of all mitzvos, it is this. The kavanas kol ha-mitzvos shenamin belokeinu v'node elav shu beranu. The purpose of all mitzvos is belief in God. That's why simply observing the mitzvos, practicing them, what's sometimes known as orthopraxy, is not sufficient. The purpose is that the mitzvos must stem from belief. V'node elav shehu b'ra'anu. And admit and declare to him that he created us. In other words, it's not enough just to believe, but one has to declare publicly their belief. V'hi kavanas hayitzira. This is indeed the purpose of all creation. Now, this idea is something that deserves a shiur in its own right. Why did God create the world? Why is it so important that we declare our allegiance to him? But for now, let's leave it and just read his words. She'ein lanu tam acher b'yetzira rishona. We have no other purpose in the creation of the world. Ve'ein kel elyon chafetz betachtonim milvad sheyeda adam v'yodel elokav shebarahu. The whole purpose of creation is so that human beings can declare, can believe in God, and declare their belief in God and that he created them. The kavanas romim musakol betfilos. And thus, this is the reason why when we daven out loud. Not everything. Of course, we daven Shmon Esrei silently, but even Shmon Esrei has a public portion. Kaddish, Kedusha, Chazar Sashatz. V'kavanas beti knesios. That's why we daven in shul. Why don't we just daven at home? Why don't we go out into the forest and daven where nobody could see us? It's a little strange. Sometimes a person could have more kavana when they're all alone. But why do we have beti knesios? Because this public declaration of our belief in God is what's so important. V'zchus tfilas harabim. And this is why the Ramban says that the tefillah of a tzibor, when the community comes together to pray, is so much more powerful than that of a yachid. Because by praying together and publicly declaring before everyone your belief in God, so then you're making a Kiddush Hashem. And that's the whole purpose. And that doesn't happen when a person prays alone. Because when you pray alone, you have one component, the belief in God. A large purpose of prayer is to internalize our belief in God. It's not that God needs our prayers. He knows what we need. He gives us anyway what's best for us. But the purpose is to internalize that value, and that you always have, but it's also to publicly declare. V'zeu she'yel evnei adam makom yiskabtu v'yodu lakel sheb'ra'am v'himti'am v'yifarsimu zeh v'yomru lefanev b'yosecha anachnu. So that is what tefillah is. In a nutshell, tefillah is coming together before God and saying, we are your creations. In fact, the Ramban in Parshas Emor says that is what the term Mikra'i Kodesh means. The Yamim Tovim are called Mikra'i Kodesh, which means assemblies. On Yontif, everyone gathers together. In that sense, Ramban points out, it's different than Shabbos. Shabbos is private, it's personal. Yontif, we all gather together. In the times of the Beis HaMikdash, everyone would go to the Mikdash. Shai b'yom hazeh kulam kruim v'nasafim l'kadesh oso. Ki mitzvah hi al Yisrael lihi kabetz b'veis ha'alokim b'yom o'ed l'kadesh hayom b'farhesya b'tfila v'hala l'kel b'ksus nikia. Ramban says, what is Yontif all about? Gathering together to publicly declare our allegiance in God. And each Yontif we do it in a different way. In Pesach we do it by thanking him for taking us out of Egypt. On Shavuos we thank him for giving the Torah, and Sukkot for the way in which he guided us through the desert. But that is it. And because of this public element, the Ramban here actually alludes to something interesting. That's why Yontif clothing should be nicer than even Shabbos clothing. So Yontif's all about gathering together. That's what the word means. The Yontif and the Torah is called Mikrei Kodesh. It's about gathering together. And with this, I thought we could answer a very interesting question. In Parshas Emor, right before the mitzvah of Yamim Tovim comes the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. What is the connection between Kiddush Hashem and Yamim Tovim? According to what we're saying, according to what the Ramban is saying, it's beautiful. Because Yontif is all about being Mekadesh Yem Shemayim B'Rabim. That's what Yontif is about. It's about publicly declaring our allegiance to God. Each Yontif in its particular way. And thus, Yontif is the ultimate Kiddush Hashem. The Rush says a very interesting thing based on this. The Rush notes that Rabbi Eliezer violated what is generally a Torah prohibition in order to daven with a minyan. And the Rush asks, how could this be? Why is davening with a minyan so important? Minyan is only needed midrabanan. And if a minyan is only needed midrabanan, then it certainly seems inappropriate that a Torah violation is justified to allow for the fulfillment of a mitzvah derabanan. And he answers, this is how he interprets the Gemara's answer, in fact. Shani, mitzvah derabim shani, de'alim asei derabim. A mitzvah that is of the rabim is more powerful. Why? Why is the mitzvah of praying with a minyan so important? Dechsiv v'nisgadashti besoch b'nei Yisrael. The pasuk we started off with. The pasuk that says that I will be sanctified besoch b'nei Yisrael. As we saw in the pasuk, Kiddush Hashem is something that has to be done b'rabim. One publicly declares their faith in God. Technically speaking, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem is lifnei asara b'Yisrael. And likewise, for that reason, a minyan requires asara. Because a minyan is a kiyum of Kiddush Hashem. This is unbelievable. We think that we go and daven in a minyan, okay, we fulfilled the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur. Says the Ramban, it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah of v'nikdashti b'selch b'nei Yisrael, of Kiddush Hashem. Dehainu, asei demikadshin es Hashem ba'asar b'rabim. Vafilu heim milsa derabanan, kegon l'shma kedushu varchu. And therefore, even though technically they're only rabbinic, Kedusha Baruch Hu is only a mitzvah midrabanan. Shelo matzinu lo ikar min haTorah. There's nowhere in the Torah where it says you have to say Kaddish, you have to say Baruch Hu. Afilu hachi dachi asei diyachid. Delo mistaber. Okay. So, we've begun to explain why Kaddish and Kedusha is so important. Why is it such an important mitzvah? Because it's a fulfillment of the mitzvah saseh of Kiddush Hashem, which, according to Ramban, is the central purpose of all of creation. And with this, we can now begin to understand what Kaddish means, and in what way is it a fulfillment of Kiddush Hashem. When we look at the Rishonim, we find two interpretations of what it means. They're similar, but different, and very important. The first interpretation is the interpretation of the Machzor Vitri. It's quoted in Tosfos on Brachos Dav Gimel, and we're going to read it from the Tur in Or Chaim Siman Nun Vav. What does it mean? We'll read the Tur. Yiskadal v'yiskadash, husad al pi amikra v'yiskadalti v'yiskadashti ha'amor v'milchamas gog u'magog. The Pasuk Yiskadal v'yiskadash was instituted based on the Pasuk that we read from the book of Yechezkel, from the war of Gog and Magog, which says that God's name will become great and sanctified. She'az Yisgadal Shemo, Yisgadel Shemo Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because then God's name will be made great. Dechziv, as the verse says in Zechariah, Bayom Ahu Yashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. In that day, God's name will be one, or God will be one, and His name will be one. Shmei Rabbah. What does it mean when we say Shmei Rabbah? Yesh mifarshim shem ka. Some say it means shem ka, shmei rabba. Shem is a contraction of two words, of shem ka. So the name ka shall be rabba, become whole or one or complete. She'anu mispalalim al shem ka she'eno shalim. We're praying that the name ka, which is incomplete, she'yiskadel v'yiskadesh, shall become great and sanctified, v'she'yachzor lios shalim, and it will be once again restored to be complete, v'hainu l'eis ha'geula, and this will take place at the time of the redemption, she'yinkom me'amalek shenishba shelo yiyeh Hashem Shalem ad sheyinkom imenu, because God himself swore that his name will not be complete until retribution is taken against Amalek and evil. Dechsiv ki yad al keska she'ein hakisei shalem bein Hashem Shalem elo achar sheyinkom imenu ve'az yiyeh Hashem Shalem v'gam hakisei. So let me try to explain this. Let's start with this first pasuk from Zechariah. Vayom hu Yashem echad u'shmo echad. On that day, God's name will be one. His name is one now. What do you mean it isn't one? Here, what we mean is the following. Right now, when we look at the world, we see a world in which evil triumphs at times, in which the righteous are persecuted and suffer. We see a world of injustice. We live in a world in which it's possible to deny God's existence, to deny that central truth. A person could live in the world and say, there is no God. Prove it to me. I don't see him. Where is he? It's ridiculous. Rahmanu Litzlan. What that means is that there's a disparity between the way in which we perceive God and the way in which he actually is. The way in which we perceive God is referred to in the Torah as Shmo, the name of God. Just like you call me a name, that's the way in which you identify me. So the way in which we identify God, the way in which we perceive him, is his name. Now we have a very deep idea. What we're saying is, Bayom Ahu Yashem Echad Ushmo Echad. In one day, we long for the time in which the discrepancy and the disparity between the way in which we perceive him, Shmo, and the way in which he is, will once again be one. Right now, it's not the case. Right now, he is one, but we don't perceive him as one. In fact, according to Rashi, that's even what Shema means. According to Rashi, Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad means Shema Yisrael, listen Israel, Hashem, that's Elokeinu, that's our God, one day will be Hashem Echad. Will be one. The whole world will recognize it. There won't be this disparity. There won't be a world where one could look out and deny the existence of God. There won't be a world where we see and perceive injustice. It'll be a world of the oneness of God. So that's what it means. The pasuk tells us that after Muhammad's Gog and Magog, Vayom Ahu Yeh Hashem Echad, Ushmo Echad. In that day, God's name will be one and his essence will be. There'll be a restoration, a reunion of the name. That is what Yehei Shmei Rabba means according to the Machzor Vitri. Yehei Shem Ka. Will God's name, which is now Ka, become restored? What's that referring to? It's referring to a pasuk which is said after the first battle between the Jewish people and Amalek. After that battle, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says ki yad al keis ka milchama l'Hashem ba'amalek midor dor. What does that mean? Yad al keis ka. Yad is referring to a hand that is raised in oath. God, as it were, raises his hand in an oath and swears by case. Case means throne, kisei. However, it's written incomplete. Usually it's written kisei, but it's incomplete because God's name is incomplete. And ka is used for the name of God, which is half of God's name. God's full name is Yud, then He, then Vav, then He. But it's here spelled ka, incomplete, half. Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, as long as Amalek is around, as long as there's evil in the world, because Amalek is always a manifestation and a reflection of evil in the world, then my name is incomplete. What does Yehoshmei Rabbah mean then? Yehoshmei Rabbah is the prayer. We pray for the restoration of God's name. Yiskadal v'yiskadashimei Rabbah. May God's great name become complete, whole, sanctified, great. Yehoshmei Rabbah. May God's name, Yehoshmei Rabbah, become whole, become great, become complete, because right now it's not. Right now we look at the world and we don't see it. That's why longing for the Mashiach is so important. It's a fascinating idea. The Rambam writes that there are 13 principles of faith. All of them are things that a person has to believe. You have to believe in the existence of God, that the Torah came from Sinai, that there's going to be reward and punishment, etc. However, when it comes to the Mashiach, it's not enough to just believe. One has to long for it. The Rambam says you have to be mitzapeh lebiyaso. Why? Why do we want Mashiach so much? I understand, you know, if we're being persecuted. Fine, of course you want Mashiach. What about us? Many of us live good lives, we're comfortable and the like. Why is Mashiach so important for us? Part of the answer is because we look at the world and we see God's name is desecrated. We see a world in which people can reject God, in which they can deny God. And thus we pray, Yehoshmei Rabbah. That is what Kaddish is all about. Kaddish is all about the prayer of the restoration of God's name, the reunion of God's name and his essence. Praying for a world in which evil no longer triumphs, in which we can see God's hand manifest in the universe. That's what we pray for. And that's why it's so important. That's why someone who says, Yehoshmei Rabbah, Korin lo gzardino, that any evil decree against them is ripped up. That's why Yesh lo chelech li'olam haba. That's why when HaKadosh Baruch Hu hears us saying Kaddish, he says, "Ah, look at my people. They are making my name great." It's very interesting. We've talked about the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem. What does that mean, the mitzvah of Kiddush Hashem? You could translate it two ways. One is, it's a mitzvah to sanctify God. Hashem is a reference to God. That's how we refer to God. Or we could translate it differently. It's l'kadesh es Hashem, to sanctify the name of God. And in fact, that seems to be the more correct translation, as the pasuk says, "V'lo sechallelu Hashem kadshi." You shall not desecrate my name. The Rambam phrases the mitzvah as l'kadesh es Hashem hagadol v'hanora hazeh, to sanctify the name of God, because it's all about that. It's all about us believing in God, even when we look around us and we sometimes see contradictions, but declaring publicly before all who want to hear that we believe. The alternative translation, which we're not going to get into now, is along similar lines. It's simply that, according to Tosfos, it doesn't mean Yehoshmei Rabbah, may his name become great, but Yehoshmei Rabbah Mivorach, may his great name be blessed. Either way, it's davening for the same basic idea. Tosus also points out that it's because this prayer is so important that it's said in Aramaic. He asks, why of all prayers, most of our prayers are in Hebrew, why is this said in Aramaic? He says some people say it relates to Malachim not being able to understand Aramaic. He doesn't think this makes sense. He says the reason is because Kaddish is such an important prayer. It's essential that everyone be able to understand it, even those people who don't know Hebrew. And thus it was written in Aramaic, which is the dialect that everybody could understand. Of course, perhaps this theory has backfired nowadays. Nowadays, even fewer people understand Aramaic. But it's why it behooves us to do what we're doing today, which is to try to understand the meaning of Kaddish. What are we doing? We're saying Yisgadal Yisgadash, may Rabba, may God's name become great and holy, may it be restored to its truth. Now, I'd like to talk about some of the halachos that relate to Kaddish. There are several contexts in which we say Kaddish. If you look at the Rambam in Hilchos Tefila Perek Tes in the Shulchan Aruch, we say it after we daven, after Shmona Esrei. Specifically, we have the Kaddish Tiskabel, in which during Kaddish we ask God to answer our prayers. We say it after Psukim. We say it after learning, like we said earlier, the Kaddish Derabanan, that Kaddish is particularly important. However, I would like to focus on a particular Kaddish which I find very interesting, and that is the Kaddish Yasom, the Mourner's Kaddish. Where do we find this idea? Where does this idea come from that the mourner, and specifically someone mourning for their parents, should say Kaddish? And there are a number of midrashim that discuss this idea. We're going to start off with a passage from the Or Zeruah, Chelek Beis, Hilchos Shabbos, Siman Nun, which cites a story in this respect. He cites a story with Rabbi Akiva. Maisa v'Rabbi Akiva shira adam echad chaya arum v'shachor kepecham v'haya toin rosho al rosho kitan asar teunim v'haya ratz kemirutzas asus. Once there was a man, and he was all blackened like coal, and he was carrying a heavy load and running like a horse. Gazar lo Rabbi Akiva v'amido v'amir lo so eish lama ta usa avota kasha kazos. Rabbi Akiva stops him. He said, what are you doing such hard work for? Im everata v'adoncha oselcha kach aneftecha oscha miado. If you're a slave and your master is making you do such work, I will redeem you. This is intolerable. Vim aniatan, if you're so poor, and that's why you need to work like this, ani mashir oscha, I'll support you. Armelei v'vachashem imcha al takveini shem yirguz olai osam hamunim alai. This poor man said, don't keep me, because if I don't run, they might get angry at me. Amalei ma ze umama asach amalo oso ish meis hu uvechol yom yom shulchan osai osi lachtov etzim esarfen osi b'ayim. He said, who are you? He said, I'm really dead. And every day they decree upon me that I have to chop wood, and then they burn me in it with that word. Amalei Rabbi Akiva said back to him, what was your job when you were alive? Amarle Gabai Hamas Haisi, I was a tax collector. Now we understand. Faisi me Roshe Am, I was among the leaders of the nation, Venosi Panalashirim Horiganim, and I would show favor to those wealthy and kill those that were poor. Amarle Klum Shamata Mina Mimunim Alacha. Rabbi Akiva said to him, did you hear from those who are in charge of you if there's any hope for you? Is there something you could do to get out of this? There's no hope for me, because I heard the following, but it's impossible. I heard that if this fellow has a son who stands before the congregation and says Baruch Hu, or Kaddish, and the community says Yesh Me Rabba, then I will be allowed to go on. I'll be exempt from this suffering. But I don't have any children. I left my pregnant wife, and I don't know if she gave birth to a boy or a girl. And therefore, this is impossible. At that point, Rabbi Akiva accepted upon himself the mission to figure out who this person's son was, and to educate him so that he would be able to say Kaddish. And he asked him his name, and where he's from, and what his wife's name was, and he got the answers. And he went and he asked everyone in that place. So Rabbi Akiva went to that place and he asked them, do you know of this man? And they said, let him be cursed. Let him rot. And he asked his wife. And she said, let him rot. And she asked about the son. And he said, he's not even circumcised. We didn't even give him a bris milah. What did Rabbi Akiva do? He circumcised him, and he sat before him and tried to teach him Torah. But lo hayimekabel Torah. He wasn't able to accept the Torah sheyashav alav mem yom until he sat with him for 40 days betainis while fasting. Until he fasted for 40 days for his sake. Yatzav baskol v'yamer lo Rabbi Akiva lech v'lamed lo. After 40 days of fasting, a heavenly voice said, now you should go teach him. Halach v'lamdu Torah v'kriyashma v'yudches brachos. U'berkas ha'mazam v'midol v'nei ha'kal. V'amar baruch v'es Hashem v'orech. V'anu ha'kal baruch Hashem v'orech li'olam v'ed. Yisgadel yehesh mei rabim v'orech v'os Hashem yad hitiru ha'meis min ha'puranios. And the child came up before the tzibor, and he was the shiliach tzibor, and he said, baruch hu. And he said Kaddish, and the whole community said Yehesh Mei Rabba. Miad bar Rabbi Akiva b'chalom, v'amr lo, v'amr Yehesh Mei Rabba, mevorach Hashem, shetanuach datcha, yihi ratzon, elfanecha Hashem, shetanuach datcha began Eden, shehitzalta osi, medina shel Gehenna. Yad Pasuk Rebeki V'yamer Lo Yehei Shimcha Hashem Yolam Hashem Zechrecha L'dor V'dor. And his father was able to leave. He was finished with his Gehenim. You see from here, the Or Zohar says why it's so important that a child say Kaddish for his father. What's the idea? Why is it so important? Why is it able to accomplish so much for the father? So why is it that a child saying Kaddish is able to do this? On a simple level, it's because, as we said, this is the whole purpose of the world. The whole purpose of creation is so that we can publicly declare our belief and our allegiance to God, according to Ramban. And thus, if you left over a legacy, be it a child or someone else, someone who you've impacted, or even if it's not a child saying Kaddish, you left over something which brings the world closer to that place, that brings the world closer to a world where Yehei Shmei Rabba Mevorach, in which the world comes closer to achieving its potential. So then, you've done something in the world, and you have accomplished something in the world, and you can go on. You could go forward after a person has died. Another interpretation as to why a mourner says Kaddish can be found in the writings of Rav Simcha Bunim of Prishushcha, one of the great Hasidic rabbis, and he wrote that in the ordinary world, when a small unit of a large army is lost, the loss is not felt. It's not until an entire division is missing, that the depletion must be corrected and the army must be reinforced. However, this is not the case when it comes to the army of God. If even a single Jew is missing, then there's already a lack of greatness in the holiness of God. Therefore, we pray that may his name become magnified and sanctified, Skadal v'Skadash, that is, his blessed name may be made complete for what it has lost with the disappearance of the one who deceased. We all have a mission. We all have a goal. We're all chelak elokam yimal. And when even a single person is missing from the world, so God's name, as it were, is a little less complete. And thus the mourner says Kaddish, praying for a restoration of God's name that has become, as it were, depleted upon the death of the loved one. Another reason, along similar lines, why Dafka, mourner, says Kaddish, can be found in the Ramban in Taras Adam. He writes how a principal message of mourning is tzedek hadin, is accepting the divine decree, understanding, declaring, believing, me'is hadon hakol yavo hakol, me'is hadon hakol yavo hakol, v'hu hatov hametiv lakol, from the master of all that all comes, and he is good, and is good to all. Lo ye'us mishpat, he does not pervert justice. Yatzdik tzadik v'yarshia rasha l'ra'aso, he acquits the righteous and convicts the wicked. Es hakol asa yafe b'ito, v'yesh b'drachav sodos ne'olamo, he makes everything right in its time and his ways, and in his ways there are secrets. In other words, even though we don't see it, it's true. V'lahem ha'yechidim nismechu, ki lo rabim yachkemu, about which only few have agreed, for the many will be never wise to understand these secrets. V'yesh niskavim midas kol b'yirya, rachok ma she'yeh v'amok ma she'haya. This is a hard passage because he's writing in rhymed poetry. But the conclusion is, Uma ha'adam hadal v'halach shi'avo acharei ha'melech, rak l'tzadei kadin, ul'ameis ha'mishpat ki alokei mishpat Hashem ashrei kocho chibo. The mourner says Kaddish to declare his belief in the justice of God, even at a moment when he's likely to most question it. Somebody who loses a close relative is depressed, is sad, is likely to wonder why, doesn't make sense, it seems wrong. And it's at that time, at the time perhaps when it's most hard to feel that way, that we say, you should declare publicly before Minyan that you accept and you believe in the justice of God, even if you can't understand it. That is what the mourner must do. This, of course, is very difficult. And that is why saying Kaddish is considered such a great schus. Just to consider some of the halachos relating to Kaddish, we'll look at the Shulchan Aruch, and with this we'll close. The Shulchan Aruch in Yoredeya Shinayin Vav writes, this is the Ramah, V'nimtza b'midrashos lomar Kaddish al Av, Alkei nagu lomar al Av v'eim Kaddish Basra, Yud Beis Chodesh. It's stated in Midrashim, as we saw before, that it is a schus for the parent if Kaddish is said for them, and therefore we say Kaddish for a mother or a father for 12 months. Later he's going to explain that in fact the practice is only 11 months, for a reason he'll give shortly. It says Kaddish Basra, the last Kaddish. This means the Kaddish after Aleinu, but it's also extended to all the Kaddishim at the end of davening, meaning to say after Aleinu and after the Yom, and also before davening, namely before Psukkah D'Zimra. The reason for these Kaddishes, why these Kaddishes are said by all, is because they're not actually part of the Tefillah, as opposed to the other Kaddishes, like the Kaddish Tiskabel. And therefore, even a Yasom, even a child who lost his parent and is not yet bar mitzvah is able to say them, because they're not part of the Iker Tefillah. There needs to be a minion for him to say it, but he himself doesn't have to be a bar mitzvah to say it. And therefore, these Kaddishim were specifically set aside for mourners, because it is what every mourner, even a child, is able to say. The custom is only to say it for 11 months, so as not to imply that their parents are wicked, because the sentence of someone who is wicked, as it were, in Gehenim, the maximum sentence, generally speaking, is 12 months. We don't want to impute evil upon our parents, and thus we only say it for 11 months, so as not to imply they got the maximum sentence. Then he talks about other customs, and he concludes, "Shaben mispalu mekadesh b'rabin pode aviv imo megan." When he prays in public and says Kaddish, that brings his parents out of Gehenna. Running out of time, so we're going to have to skip most of the sources at the end. There's a discussion here about whether Kaddish could be said by multiple people at once. The Ramban implies that only one person at a time should say it. This was the traditional practice. If you go to Boris nowadays, this is still what's done, only one mourner at a time. However, in most of the world, everyone says it together. It's best that they come as close to together as possible. And here the Pesachei Teshuva discusses what one should do if people are saying it at a different time, who should you answer to, and the like. Let's just conclude with the following thought. We've seen today the importance of the mitzvah of Kaddish, how, according to Ramban, these public declarations of our allegiance to God is the purpose of the creation of the world. How HaKadosh Baruch Hu guarantees someone, Olam Haba, who says Kaddish, who express and declare and long for the unification of his name, the rectification of his glory, who desire and pray for a world in which good triumphs over evil. And this, of course, is why it's so powerful with respect to a child saying it for his father or mother. This is, of course, why so many people, when they're in mourning, are so careful about being able to say Kaddish or to lead the prayers. We should learn from that. It's not just something a person should do when they're in mourning, but if it's this powerful, it's this powerful all the time, and to give up such an opportunity is really something that's awful. But most of all, it all depends upon our understanding of it. Saying Yehi Shmei Rabba without knowing what you mean almost misses the purpose. Saying it while we're thinking about something else or reading something else or looking at something else misses the essential purpose. Mumbling it misses the purpose. because the whole purpose is to publicly declare our faith. And if we say a sentence that we don't know what it means, or that we're not thinking about, we're not really publicly declaring our faith. And thus, we're not really being Mekadesh Shem Shemayim. And thus, let's try going forward to be Mekayim what the Gemara says, to say Heshmei Rabbah with Kavana and Bekol Rab.